it's not so much about allowing ChatGPT to come up with something that's not authentic. It's about using descriptive words about yourself, your interests, things that are true about you, and then giving ChatGPT good instructions so that it can create something that is authentic to you.
Is it about more giving the information to ChatGPT so that it does come up with something that you can put in your profile?
Absolutely. You need to think about who you are, what types of things that you like, what movies do you like, what interests do you have, because you want it to be authentic and you want someone that has the same type of interests or values as you. So the more information that you can put in that's true for you, then the better result you're going to get.
And of course, when we talk about better results, we're talking about matchmaking here. Do you think it will gain better matches for people if we did use ChatGPT in this way?
I really think it would, because a lot of people don't write anything because they don't know how to write about themselves, or they might even be good at writing reports for work. But when it comes to writing about yourself and what your values and good points are, a lot of people get lost. So this is just a good tool that you can use, but it is about putting the right instructions in. So, for example, if you were someone that was quite playful and friendly, then you would perhaps ask ChatGPT to write it in a friendly tone or write it in a playful tone, because the more instructions you give, then the more likely it is to reflect who you are.
As a dating coach, Karina, why do you think it is that we do struggle to talk about ourselves?
That's a really good question. I think that we don't want to blow our own horn. It's a bit of an Australian tradition, I guess, because otherwise you're seen as boasting or bragging. But in this case, if we can't be authentic about the things that we're into, so for example, if someone likes horror movies and they've got it on their dating profile and you really hate horror movies, you might think, okay, that's definitely not the one for me. So it makes it easier to choose someone that you might be in alignment with. But of course, if you loved horror movies and that was one of their favorite things, you'd be like, great, let's, you know, what's your favorite horror movie? It gives you something to talk about and that you can connect on so that you can start a conversation that's more than just, hi, how's your day?
And obviously using ChatGPT and the more information that you give it, the better the outcome. But what makes a better designed dating profile, do you think?
I think one that gives ideas about what you're interested in as well as some conversation starters. So, for example, if you like to travel, rather than just writing, I like to travel, if you give specifics, so the last place that I went to was Singapore, I really love the Asian countries, I'm planning to go to Thailand next year. That's much more specific. And then you could even say in your profile, where are you heading off to next overseas? Where do you like to travel to? Because people just think, okay, this person sounds great, but what am I going to say to them? And if you've given them some sort of lead-in, then it makes it much easier to start the connection and feel more genuine.
I'm Jess Naunton, and today on Risky Business, you're hearing from dating coach Karina Chapman. She's explaining how ChatGPT might just be useful when it comes to your dating profile. There's so many dating apps out there nowadays. Do you have to monitor or do you have to personalise your profile depending on the app that you're using?
Yes. I mean, some of them have a lot of questions that you answer first. Others have little to no questions. So it depends on the quality of the app and the seriousness, I suppose, as well, of how much you really want to find the right person. So, for example, Tinder might ask you a lot less, whereas eHarmony has probably about 100 questions that they ask you first to whittle down for you the choices that they show you. Whereas, say, for example, ones like Tinder or Plenty of Fish, they tend to pretty much show you almost anyone in the age range that you're looking for. And it is quite tedious to have to go through and find people that have the same types of interests or someone that you think that possibly you could connect with.
As a dating coach, are there do's and don'ts that you tend to recommend or give advice on to people when using these apps?
Absolutely. You want to really protect your privacy, because there's no point in thinking, okay, I'm going to look after myself and stay safe. They suggest, oh, how about I come and pick you up? And you say, sure, here's my address. I mean, you don't know who you're giving it to. Of course, you can give a phone number. You can always block them later if they're not the right person. But it's all about being safe and meeting them in a public place. And also doing it quite quickly rather than waiting 6 months to a year chatting online before you actually meet in person, because chatting online can give you quite a different view to the actual meet in person. You might meet them and think, uh-oh, I've just chatted to this person for this length of time and actually we've got nothing in common and I don't like them. So we've just find that these days time is precious, so we don't want to waste too much time on the wrong type of people or, you know, wasting our time in dating, because as we know, we can get a bit discouraged and disappointed and then want to give up.
What about when it comes to some of the media that you're able to use on these apps as well? I mean, is too many photos a bad thing, Karina?
It depends more on the type of photos rather than how many. So some people I've noticed have put up photos, say, of a headshot about 5 times with the same expression. So there was really no point in doing that because it just looks like you don't even have a body. And, you know, the same expression doesn't give you insight into someone's character. Whereas if you've got one that has a full body shot, one that, say, you doing something that you really like, one of your interests, or whether you might be traveling somewhere, travel picture, you know, a headshot, something else that shows that you like outdoors, if that's what you're into. So you can really get away with maybe only 5 pictures. They just have to be the right ones.
With the rise of so many dating apps and tools now like ChatGPT, does it mean that your role as a dating coach has changed?
Not so much. I think because a lot of people struggle, say, getting a good profile because they don't truly know who they are. And if you've had relationships in the past where you've maybe changed a bit because you've had to compromise a lot and maybe not had a good experience, you come out of that and then think, oh, hang on a sec, who am I? What do I like doing? What are my interests? Do I have any? What are my values? What's important to me? And without knowing the answers to those questions, it makes it really difficult to connect. And that's not the sort of thing that ChatGPT can help you with.